For example, PNL can these can carry today's date is 06/02/2022. Dictation is for Carrie Wallace. Wallace spells W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Carrie spells C-A-R-R-I-E. Date of birth is 06/02/1971. This is a 50-year-old young lady here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient has a history of opioid use disorder, depression. Is here for a follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She states that since her last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says she has no complaints. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analyses were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of the room air. Blood pressure is 135/89. Pulse 120. Respiration 18. Temperature 99. Period. Next paragraph, HE&T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion. No rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, patient is tachycardic. This is chronic. Every visit the patient comes, she has tachycardia. Her rhythm is irregular. She has an arrhythmia. And in parentheses, we have discussed this for a long time. And the patient says she cannot see a cardiologist because of funding. Close parentheses. Next paragraph, abdomen distended secondary to obesity, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph, skin or vision, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two, medication refill. Number three, depression. Number four, tachycardia chronic. Arrhythmia chronic. Again, patient was advised about having this issues with a tachycardia and arrhythmia. Reviewed by a specialist, she said she can't because of funding. Period. Next paragraph. Urine drop screen today was normal. Positive only for Suboxone, which she takes as part of this program. PNP aware was reviewed. Data does not support drug seeking behavior or medication diversion. Period. Next paragraph. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She said she had none. End of dictation.